We'll hear from President Biden soon. Lisa Brady, Fox News. He'll have more to say about the new jobs report, which far exceeded what economists were expecting.
678,000 jobs added for the month of February. We're looking at factory jobs, 36,000. Private sector jobs, 654,000. That is about double what we were looking at. The jobless rate, 3.8%. Again, these are very, very strong numbers.
Fox Business's Cheryl Cassone. In a written statement, the president says his economic plan is working, while acknowledging the continued struggle with high inflation. And the positive news is overshadowed on Wall Street by the war in Ukraine and its many ripple effects. The down 456 points. The president meets this afternoon with Finland's leader about the war and European security. Finland shares a long border with Russia and is part of the EU, but not part of NATO. After meeting with NATO's Secretary General in Brussels, Secretary of State Antony Blinken on the broader issues at stake.
The very fundamental principles that we've established together after two world wars that are so important to keeping peace and security for everyone.
Including, he says, that one country can't take over another by force. But NATO still refuses a no-fly zone over Ukraine to avoid a wider conflict with Russia. Ukrainian refugees and migrants in the U.S. will get to stay longer without the red tape.
The Biden administration is granting temporary protected status to Ukrainian nationals who wind up inside the United States as refugees from the war now plaguing their homeland. Both parties in Congress urge the president to grant the protections. The special designation is reserved for people escaping conflict to offer safe haven for a time. The status is granted for 18 months and includes Ukrainians already present in the United States, even those currently in custody who are slated for deportation.
Fox's Evan Brown. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The U.S. Supreme Court reinstates the death sentence for the convicted Boston Marathon bomber.
Dzhokhar Tsarnaev will be put to death for his role in the deadly 2013 Boston bombing. That in a 6-3 high court decision overruling the first U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals that threw out Tsarnaev's death sentence in 2020, saying the trial judge improperly excluded evidence that could have shown Tsarnaev was deeply influenced by his older brother Tamerlan and somehow less responsible for the carnage, three people killed, hundreds injured, including 17 who lost limbs. Tamerlan Tsarnaev was later killed by police. In dissent for the court's three liberal justices, Justice Stephen Breyer writing, in his view, the Court of Appeals acted lawfully.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. As Russia's attack on Ukraine continues, so does its media war. The Russian parliament voting unanimously to make it a crime to spread what it deems fake information about the invasion, with up to 15 years in prison for violators. McDonald's is being sued by a couple for nearly $1 billion in a dispute over a gadget designed to help fix a chronic issue.
Jeremy O'Sullivan and his partner Melissa Nelson are saying, supersize me, suing the fast food giant for $900 million. They created Kitsch, a device that troubleshoots problems with the ice cream machine that produces milkshakes, ice cream cones, and the McFlurry. The machines tend to break down a lot, frustrating hungry customers. Franchise owners have leaned on the device, but McDonald's isn't loving it, warning Kitsch violates the warranties of the ice cream machines, instructing owners in November of 2020 to stop using it, halting the startup's fast-growing sales. McDonald's says Kitsch's claims are meritless and will respond to the complaint accordingly. CJ Papa, Fox News.
Recapping the sell-off on Wall Street, the Dow and the S&P down more than 1%, the NASDAQ more than 2%, oil prices back over 110 a barrel. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Fallon, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.